We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
You can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Relax, the podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
I am Colleen with my husband, Eric Stuglin, who looks very handsome today.
I don't think so.
Living for the Miranda shirt.
It is kind of a Miranda.
But like
Miranda-y
I live for it. It looks
shirt.
So good on you.
Thanks.
You look nice.
Before Miranda, there were Oxford button-ups.
That's true. And after as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh. R.I.P. Shit.
Who knows? What's going on, love? I see a guitar here today.
I'm nervous about my relax that I even asked you. I'm sad. This is a total surprise for you. But like,
yeah.
I'm like, I got to get mine out of the way.
Yeah, I'm nervous for
because
it, the
I,
guitar.
Because I was sitting in here waiting for you. And I was like, it's like 30 minutes ago. And mm-hmm. I was like, I knew what my relax was going to be. I was like, oh, maybe I can do it like this because I'm an idiot. So in our last episode, which wasn't last week, it was the week before.
Yes, we skipped
you came
last
at me real hard.
I did?
You came at me real hard for not refilling the ice,
oh,
the little ice cube machine.
And karma's a bitch, man, as the wise JoJo Siwa proclaims.
And like a day after we recorded that and you like, you know, I got so much heat for not refilling it for the ice, it exploded essentially.
It's broken.
So I wrote a song about it.
I'm so happy that this is happening because here, I'll hold your mic for you.
I didn't write a song about it, but you'll see. You texted me when I told you the fridge is broken. You said, man, karma's a bitch.
The freezer, the ice machine. Okay. Yeah, I karma's a bitch. And I actually wrote this down to talk about today with you.
Did you?
Because I wrote karma's a bitch, my poor ice machine. It broke the day after.
Okay, so I'm going to have to hope that these yellow pages stay here.
Okay.
And you're going to have to hold my microphone.
I'm happy to.
Talking shit for the hell of it. Addicted to betrayal, but you're relevant. You're terrified the ice will melt down. Cause if it's gone and your water's warm, and every coke canal just can't perform, it's coming back around.
Oh my god, Taylor Swift is shaking.
And I fill my side of the ice tray, but you don't believe what I say. Cause karma is an ice fridge, karma is the sun, karma is the heat from that sun on your beverage. Karma is a lukewarm thought. Aren't you envious that for me it's not?
My god.
Cause fuzzy ice doesn't bother me. Karma is a vodka soda chilling in my hand cause it loves me. Flexing like a touristy snow globe. Me and karma vibe, that shit's cold.
Yes.
And there's like a whistle part.
You even learned a Christ. Taylor Swift song to shade
like,
me?
I was like nervous. That's
that
weird.
That was so good, lovey.
I've had too much coffee today.
I loved it.
So yeah.
New lyrics.
Karma's a bitch.
You know, Taylor Swift also changed the lyrics to that song when she started dating that football guy.
Yeah. But the last part of it is...
There's more and you didn't sing it?
No.
Again.
I just want to quickly play, because you were upstairs, like after you came at me for this, and then the next day this happened, I recorded the fridge.
Oh, yeah. This is what it sounds like. That's actually what it sounds like. But it's even louder than you can imagine.
Like, it's just me filming the fridge, but literally.
It's
sounds
literally.
Sounds like construction.
It sounds worse than any jackhammer, any chainsaw. Like, it's insanely loud. It shakes the house.
And doesn't produce ice anymore. Because?
Because it broke. Because karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
And because I came for you and asked you nicely a few times to refill it. And then the last time we did the podcast, I did kind of like, passive aggressively, jokingly say like, hey, girl.
Well, passive is a loose term, but yeah.
Right. Yeah, no. It
anyway,
was
sorry
good.
About
it was
your ice machine. Maybe that should be your
broken.
Mother's Day gift. It's a new one of those.
Actually, my Mother's Day gift is camping.
Oh, yeah. Because you love,
can you believe
you
it?
Love camping.
Can and it you
went
believe
so
it?
Went so great the last time.
Well,
for the kids it did.
Well, yeah, actually they do. They talk about it all the time. But love,
core
I
memory.
Loved your song.
Did you like that?
I really did.
Surprise.
I was surprised. I was like, oh my God, is this Taylor Swift? Oh my God, he's singing Taylor Swift. Because at first when you said the karma thing, I thought you were going to sing JoJo's Karma's a Bitch.
And oh, like change the lyrics. That would have been really good too.
No, this was better. The lyrics are so good. I feel like I need to hear it again and again.
I could have, if I had more time, maybe the rhyme scheme could have gelled a little
perfect.
Bit more. Could have changed. Some of the lines were original.
I loved it. Anyway, that was great. Karma's a Bitch. I'm sorry.
What a way
about
to open the podcast.
Yeah, we're going camping, I guess. I'm excited about it, but I just can't believe that's a sentence that I'm saying out of my own mouth. For Mother's Day, I want to go camping. For Mother's Day, I booked a camping trip. That's crazy of me. Like, what am I thinking?
To be fair, every time you say camping, it's a cabin.
It's not camping.
It's
yeah,
a cabin
it's actually
with a bathroom and a
people
shower.
People get really upset with me.
And Wi-Fi.
Yeah, they go.
And you're like,
well,
oh my God,
is there
this
Wi-Fi
is so
there?
Rough.
I guess there's no service. I know that's for sure. There's definitely no service.
I just assume there's Wi-Fi.
I think there was Wi-Fi like
now.
By the sheep.
Wi-Fi by the sheep, yes.
Okay, well, I did write down that I wanted to talk about karma, but I had other things. I don't even know what to start with. I have so many things I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, top that, man.
I can't top what you just did. I have a few things, but I'm going to start with probably my favorite thing I wanted to talk about. So we went on a date the other night and it was lovely. We had a great time.
Oh, we are idiots.
Yes, we are
when
idiots.
It comes to dating.
Oh, yes.
It was really fun.
I don't know where you're going with that.
No, just what we did. I wonder if that's what you're going to talk about.
No. What I'm going to talk about is that he initially had booked a restaurant like last minute. He like booked a reservation, at this steakhouse.
Yeah, made a reservation. Like that's what it's called.
Yeah, a reservation
booked
at this
a
like
restaurant.
He booked
like
an
booked
entire
in, yeah.
restaurant. No, he made a reservation at this like steakhouse, and he's like, I don't know if you want to go to it, but like I've passed it before, so I made a reservation at it, but I don't know if it's good. So I looked it up, and
because you're so into steak these days,
I am randomly, but I looked it up and it did not have good reviews. And he was like, yeah, I don't think it's good. I just pass it all the time. I was curious. I was like, oh, maybe. I mean, if you want to. And then he started listing other things we could do. We ended up going somewhere else and we ended up kind of improvising that night and we had a great time. Mm-hmm. But what needs to relax is Yelp reviews, but for a specific restaurant. Okay. Because I got curious after that night because I always look up reviews of a place. If we're going to a restaurant, like I will look up the reviews. I will look up what to get. I will look up what to avoid. I will look up how many stars
you,
it has.
It's gospel to you. Whatever any random stranger writes on Yelp, whatever mood they were in or service they had that day, like you.
Yeah. And so
you abide by that.
I totally always go by Yelp reviews. But then I saw this like Instagram or TikTok or something of this girl, and she was imitating Yelp reviews, and she was like, no parking in the back, food was good but disappointed in parking, 2 stars, you know, and she's like these horrible stupid reviews that are like,
that's real.
Like, this was the best meal I've ever had in my life. I came with my sister and cousin in the fall last year and we had to visit again. One of my favorite places, definitely go here, 4 stars, you know, like how like people give a glowing review but then give shitty stars and like give a horrible, it's just Yelp reviews are so ridiculous. So it made me think, and I was like, I always am looking at Yelp reviews and reviews in general to trust restaurants. But what if I looked up some reviews of places we frequent often and see what the reviews say,
like
some of our favorite places?
Yeah.
And my initial idea was to read Yelp reviews and have you guess what restaurant it was reviewing. But I got stuck on one place.
Okay.
And the reviews were so insane that I...
Was it the place we ended up at?
No.
Okay.
I am only going to read Yelp reviews for you from one location because I got stuck on it. I couldn't even look up other places because it was so insane. These are Yelp reviews of Taco Bell.
Oh, the one near us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So here we go. Are you ready? Because there's so many. I'm not even going to get...
Who's reviewing Taco Bell
exactly
on Yelp?
Exactly my point. So I was like, okay, I'm
going to... Who's looking up Taco Bell on Yelp?
Exactly. I mean, when I look up... Because what's so funny is I'm such a snob about like Yelp reviews in restaurants, but like I will go to fast food all the time. And they all have 2 stars. You know what I mean? Like they all have
Yelp,
no stars.
Do they... When someone leaves a review, can it like be like liked and go to the top of reviews?
Yes, it can be. It can be... people like it. I'm looking now.
So other people have, because I'm like, who was, you must be the first person who's ever seen these reviews. Could who would be, unless you're like the man, like the general manager of Taco Bell in the region. And you're like, check.
You would be shocked at how many reviews. I couldn't believe it. There were so many reviews.
Get a life.
And it's I feel like I understand like reviewing like a really nice restaurant. You're spending a lot of money and you want to let other people know like, hey, this place is really expensive and kind of not worth it. Or like, this place is really expensive and it's so delicious. Go eat here. Like, I understand the concept of it when it's like a nice place, but when it's like a crappy fast food place, like, why are you reviewing it? We all understand that it's a crappy fast food place. Like,
you think you're like a food journalist because you left a review for Taco Bell?
Well, these reviews are fabulous. So maybe next week we'll do the game that I had in mind where I read reviews and you guess it. But this week, I just want to read you Taco Bell reviews.
Why not?
By the way, after reading these, I craved Taco Bell and I had it for lunch today.
I was going to say, yeah.
You're not going to believe it after this. This is maybe the worst one. 1 star. Friday night. ..
Oh my God. I'm already. Is this fan fiction? Or is this
pretty much end of a long work week? I don't have much to look forward to, but at least I have Taco Bell. Or so I thought.
I don't have much to look forward to, but
except Taco Bell.
This is like
so
not the place.
Girl.
Therapy.
Just listen
to this. This is not the place for this. Okay.
2 beefy 5 layers and a cheesy gorditas crunch. That's all I wanted. The line wasn't even that backed up, but now my stomach is. Food is rarely good, but I didn't expect to find jungle juice in my gordita crunch.
Jungle juice,
baby rockets, semen. What? Goddamn semen in my crunch. Why can't something good happen to me? At least I know nothing good happens at Taco Bell. Thanks for ruining my weekend. 1 star. Love.
That's a prank. That's a prank, right? That's like a teenager. That's like someone did like just wrote that to be funny.
I have no idea, but it says 3 people have said it was helpful.
All right. Does it, when you, your Yelp review profile, like, can we, who is this person?
There's no profile picture.
No profile picture. Okay. They're not like, cause so, I know some people write a lot of Yelp reviews cause it makes them like a top reviewer or something. There's like status within people that leave reviews on Yelp. So this wasn't from like a top reviewer.
I don't know.
Food journalist.
I don't know the statistics of Yelp reviewers. I'm just reading you crazy Yelp reviews. Well,
that
Taco
to me
Bell.
Sounds like a, like someone wanted to write.
Now, I will be honest.
Baby rockets?
That did not make me crave Taco Bell, but just continually
reading. I know, I was going to say this made
me. No, that one didn't.
Because that one made me sick.
Okay, here's another one. Ready?
Yeah.
Emily says, it's Taco Bell. Cheap fast food when you're desperately in a rush. Nacho Supreme for $2.89 was just what I needed. And when I ordered a small drink, the employee said, it's only $1 for a medium right now for happy hour. Nice. Plus, they threw a fork in my bag for the nachos and I didn't even have to ask. 3 stars.
Only 3 stars?
I know. A glowing review.
That sounds, at first I was like, this must be someone's, mom, you know what I mean? Their kid works there. They're like trying to get their, you know, give them a nice shout out that someone will see it. And give
I don't
them
know,
a
but three, I mean, at least give them 5. Or, you know, okay, there's a lot, so I could stop whenever, but here's another good one.
Sounds like the service couldn't have been better.
This is from Emma, okay?
Yeah.
Emma says, if I could give 0 stars, I would.
How many people, everybody says that.
Well, also, I think I should preface this one by saying that every word in this review is the first letter of every word is capitalized of this huge monologue.
That's so weird.
Yes.
The first letter of
like,
every,
look, every
not
single
of every
word,
sentence?
Every single word is only the first letter is capitalized.
That's so bizarre.
Like that takes a lot of effort, I think.
Also, if so many reviews of Yelp things that I've, sorry to interrupt, so many that I've seen say like, if I could give 0 stars, I would. If I could give like, so why isn't Yelp, who's listening at Yelp? Why don't they allow you to give 0 stars? I feel like they should.
I don't know.
Why do we start at 1?
I don't know. If I could give 0 stars, I would never order from here. I was passing by on my way home from the beach around 2 a.m. and I ordered and the employee was very unprofessional and rude.
It's 2 a.m. You're getting Taco Bell.
Oh, just wait.
You're leaving the beach at 2 a.m.?
I'm vegan.
What?
and had to customize my order. As I was ordering, he stood quiet and kept asking me to repeat my order. As I finished my order, he demanded me to go to the window with such a nasty attitude. As I pulled up, I paid and waited again.
Wait, standing there? She was talking to a speaker. So what's all this
know.
Standing
this
there
This person
stuff?
Is very confusing.
Because in my mind, I'm like, oh, she's inside? She's inside the Taco Bell? Between them, but then you said, well, she went to the window. Okay, sorry.
Okay. I asked for his name from another employee, and she said his name was Frank, in all caps. Probably gave me a fake name. So unprofessional. I feel so sorry for people that are miserable, but no one has you working at 2 a.m. shift. If you don't like it, quit. It's no one's fault you're miserable at such a young age, treating people that have done nothing in such a rude way just because your life is crap. Avoid this location.
Yo, she sounds like the one whose life is miserable.
Can you believe it?
Emma?
She might Emma be sounds happier like crap. If she might be happier if she didn't take so much time capitalizing the first letter of every single word when she types out a monologue.
But to try like, and to take that effort and to try and get some kid in trouble, like by
but
naming
also,
it.
Also, why did he even do that was rude. You're vegan. And you were ordering.
And he asked you to repeat your confusing vegan order at 2 a.m.?
He stood quiet and kept asking me to repeat my order.
That's all he did?
And then when I finished, he told me, she said he demanded me go to the window.
Well, that's what they say. They say, pull up to the window. I demand it.
Like,
is that what he said? I demand you pull. Wait, hold on. This is crazy
There's
to
more.
Me.
Look, I don't
know.
So many.
You don't know like what this kid's been through, what his day was like. And now he's working. Yes. Now he's working at Taco Bell at 2 a.m. You don't know what people are going through. Be nice to people. You don't need to do this shit and call them out.
Insanity?
He's trying to get him in trouble at work. He works at, you know, Taco Bell at 2 a.m.
Don.
Fuck you, Emma. What?
Oh, also that was one star, obviously. Don. Here's another one. Don says, expect a letter from my lawyer.
Jesus Christ.
I stressed over and over that I am lactose and tolerant.
Yo, what is your lawyer's retainer that you're going to sue a fucking for a Taco Bell
because
order?
You're lactose and tolerant.
And tolerant?
Yes, it's lactose and tolerant. I mentioned over and over that I can't have any dairy. You guys put dairy in one of my items and now I'm feeling very sick.
You're eating Taco Bell. Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. There's so many. I mean, do you want me to keep going?
Did they give the time on that last one?
Definitely can. No.
I like when they set the scene. Yes. Give me that. Read them all. Read them all. Just keep for the next hour.
Charlotte says, food is good. Went back today to get some food and to use the bathroom. 20 minutes to get the bathroom key. So service was not so good. Won't be going back for a long time, but atmosphere is great. One star.
One star. Atmosphere is great. The atmosphere of the bath. Went for the bathroom?
I don't know.
Well, I mean.
Okay, hold on.
It's a key situation at Taco Bell.
There's a lot of poop talk, which I mean, I guess is appropriate for our podcast, but Joe here says, currently sitting by a window seat, amazing view of a Tesla, lots of cheese on the ground.
Window seat? You're not on an airplane. What are you talking about?
Lots of cheese on the ground next to my table. Also,
set the scene.
A little boy rolling around on ground right in front of window.
I feel
on
like
the
I'm
rug.
There. I feel like I'm there. I can totally,
rug? Since when is there a rug? You mean like the doormat? Food was normal for Taco Bell. Runny meat. Might shit myself though because of all this yumminess. But I went to exhale all my Taco Bell out of my bottom into the toilet, and there was feces smeared in spots and all over the toilet. Not cool, man. Made the rating, take a tumble. Now gonna get my nails done next door.
Wait, what's the name of the person that wrote that?
Joe is getting a manicure.
What the hell is going on?
Three stars. Three stars.
Think the joke. Three stars. Okay. I think that I wish to go back in time and be Joe's creative writing teacher and encourage him just a little bit more to not be a creative writing person.
I liked it. I thought it was very,
he set the scene.
Great view of a Tesla.
I know, but he's going to breathe the Taco Bell out of his butt. That's what he said.
I know, girl.
I feel like I would have gone with a different, metaphor there.
I thought it was great. Okay.
Who writes a Taco Bell review, but then who's like,
well, I'll tell you
talks
who.
About shitting there.
Simon does. Simon said,
oh my God,
I don't think I've experienced better. Loved my burrito with 80% tortilla and every bite guaranteed. Nice atmosphere.
What?
But the bathrooms really scared me. It smells exactly how you'd expect a Taco Bell bathroom to smell, with a sense of dread in the mix. I don't know why. It's just there.
Who are these people?
Two stars.
A sense of dread in the air of the Taco Bell. Who are these people that think they're like, yeah, I don't know.
Not everyone gives bad reviews. George gave a good review. George said, it was the best food I ever. Really good, awesome. Good, very nice food. Good. Godly. Food, authentic Mexican food.
Chatbot. That's real?
I don't know. William also gave a good review. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
4 stars from William.
The person who wrote that last review can get
5 stars.
Can get on a computer and can sign up to write Yelp reviews, and that's what they write?
I guess.
I feel like that
There's
person
a picture of that person.
Shouldn't be able
Do you want to
see
the picture?
Stop.
I obviously am not going to show someone's profile picture, but it's a like middle-aged white man.
He looks like a high school football coach.
Kind of lizardly, but like...
He
rounder.
Might be an alien. He might be one of those lizard people aliens, love.
William said, I can stop anytime. I've had so much
Why
fun doing
Why would you stop doing this?
William said, this is all, by the way, one location. Okay, William says, they had tacos. No bell on the menu, though. Get ready.
Is that a joke?
Good joke. No, they had tacos. No bell on the menu, though. I am disabled from the war, and they were very helpful.
Sorry.
Never in a million years would I have guessed where that would have ended up.
I like this person. I feel they sound sweet.
I do too. I love William, but I just
he
think
made
it's
like a dad joke to
made
like
a dad joke, but immediate like trauma dumping, like which I respect and appreciate.
Yeah, yeah, thank you
this
for your service.
Veteran so much for your
what
service.
It?
But like it's just
five
was such a
five
it was
stars?
Four. But it was such a plot twist, you know, I was like
And that's it?
That's it. They had tacos, no bell on the menu, though. I am disabled from the war, and they were very helpful.
That's great.
Very sweet review. But also just was a plot twist I wasn't expecting after all these diarrhea
Jeez.
Poop stories, you know?
Jeez, man.
Okay, I'll just read one more, and then I'll move on.
It's your choice, yeah.
Okay.
I'm so here for all of this.
Ian said, the tacos tasted like the sewer, total garbage. I did not like how they gave you like zero onions and not a very wide selection of cheeses. The soup was good, but it, first of all,
talk about a soup.
Taco Bell, when does Taco Bell soup? I don't know what's,
are
you talking about
know.
The nacho cheese? Like what is the soup there? The soup was good, but it was more of a stew. Meatballs were big and a Doritos were good, tasted mostly like lemon or limes. The Sprite was fantastic. Mm-mm. I enjoy Spread drinking hit. Semen and watching porn in my aunt's basement. Semen tacos, yum. Road dog showed me where the pizza and hot dogs were needed more cheese. I liked the pepperonis, the doom meat, and bananas were really good. Hats off to whoever invented Worcestershire sauce. I put it on a turkey sandwich with mustard. I know, I never know how to say that. I loved watching Elantra do her thing on TV with the car, yum. Now that was a teenager who thought this would be so funny if you just put a bunch of
but
random words.
But at the beginning, it was not.
Yeah, it got
but then
it escalated quickly.
It changed from when they were talking about how they had the meatball soup at Taco Bell.
Yeah, it just spiraled.
It's lots of love. We can't have all this. Come talk.
Yeah, sorry, I want to know that one. I'll know this. Tom H. Perhaps Tom Hanks. We don't know.
Tom Hanks.
I said downhill spiral.
Oof.
What happened to Taco Bell? Their quality has really diminished. So disappointed.
Yeah.
Like 1 star. Anyway, if you're ever feeling down,
did it used to be better?
That's kind of my point. I'm like, you're going to Taco Bell, bro. But like, if you're feeling down, just go look at reviews of basically anywhere. I feel
your local Taco Bell. I guess
I was tickled last night.
I wouldn't even think that it would be on Yelp.
Yeah, right. Like it was shocking to me. Like now, I just want to look up every restaurant and read the reviews because. I was just laughing so hard at like how ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't put as much stock in that as you do. I mean, it is friendly when they're like, it's, you know, because they'll give like the money signs, how if it's like pricey, it's like good to know that, I guess. I like to look at Yelp, not to see the reviews of the place, but to see like what are the popular
I do that too.
Dishes there.
Yeah, I do
you know
too.
What I mean?
But I also look like sometimes you're pleasantly surprised. Like if I go on Yelp and like look at a restaurant and they don't have that many reviews and it's 3 stars, 5 stars, 1 star, I don't care too much. But if they've got like 5,000 reviews and it's like almost five stars.
Yeah, then that's,
then I'm like, oh, this place must be really good.
Because that means, well, that, because I feel like that means that people were like, oh, I need to go write, this place is really good. I need to like share this experience.
Yeah.
As opposed to people that just like to like beat down on things or people and be mean on the internet.
Right.
Crazy. Your t-shirt today.
Oh, yeah. It kind of goes with what we're talking about. It says, sometimes I just be farting.
And a frog with a cup of coffee?
I don't know, man. I just saw it and I thought, that seems like a shirt I should wear on the podcast.
Sometimes I just be farting. Okay. I like it.
Hold on.
You got something?
Oh, no. Yes, I do. I have something else. So this is something I'm actually very excited to talk about with you. I've seen this online a few times and I don't think I've ever discussed it with anyone, but I've seen on, you know, memes and places and on TikTok, on Instagram, whatever, people will place out forks or spoons, cutlery, if you will, mm-hmm. and go, which one would you pick? And to me, there's always a very clear winner of what you would pick. And I've never talked about this with you, and I'm curious what you think of this or if you even have an opinion.
What's your favorite?
So I'm going to show you a picture. I'm showing him a picture, and don't answer yet, okay? I'm showing him a picture of, there's five forks on the screen.
So I just saw a clip on my TikTok from Girls where she's like asking him, what's your favorite utensil?
Oh, yes,
you know
yes,
what I'm
yes.
talking about?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes, Shoshana asks Adam that.
I feel like my phone, because you were talking about Girls, I feel like my phone heard you say that and now like puts random clips.
Yeah, she's like, what do you like the best, a fork, a spoon, or a spork?
People rewatching Girls, yeah.
Uh-huh. Anyway, there's five forks on the screen and they all look a bit different. Number one is the smallest. Number two is large with like a thicker, it looks thicker, sturdier.
Different looking forks, yeah.
Three looks thinner, four looks thin.
You should show the picture instead of just describing.
Well, I will put it on the screen, but in case people are listening.
Okay.
So which one would you pick? Because to me, it's like, it's insane. It's blatant how obvious it is. There's only one good one. There's one I would pick very obviously.
It would be two or three, but I think it would be, because of the weird thing. Yeah, two.
Definitely two, right?
Yeah.
The
rest all look weird to me.
Can't believe it's divided. Like I looked at
what
the comments
people
and people are saying, a lot of people say two, but kind of people say all the different ones. Like obviously people have preferences, you know, but to me it's like, I was thinking about it. A thin metal fork is so gross to me. A thin fork.
But you picked the thinnest one.
I absolutely did not. That is clearly the
fork,
thickest.
For the fork part, yeah, but are you talking about
the
handle?
You're insane. No, the whole, you can tell the fork itself. Three is the thinnest. You can see how thin three is. It looks like a paper. A lot of people said five. And I think that is crazy.
It's
five
has almost a spork.
It's almost a spork and it has like shorter prongs.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would very much pick two, but I want to do spoons too. I thought you'd be more passionate about this, but I'm very passionate about this. Okay, which spoon are you choosing?
I feel like this is a theme.
Okay, which spoon are you choosing here?
Which spoon am I choosing out of these five spoons?
Yeah, there's five spoons. We'll put them on the screen again.
My initial reaction is four.
Okay.
I'm going with four.
Yeah. Going with four?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I'd say four is acceptable. Let me see them again and make sure that was my...
What did you say?
Yeah, oh yeah, four and five. I like five though. Five looks pretty sturdy.
Sturdy? I don't want like sturdy.
What? What do you mean?
I don't know.
Three is too small.
I don't like the metal hitting my teeth. So like I'm trying to get in and out of there. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
I don't want like metal banging in my, like a giant spoon. I don't like big spoons.
It's smaller than.
Yeah. Who eats cereal with a big spoon?
But I'm saying like, oh, you're. I actually do prefer a big spoon. I think.
Oof.
I know. There wasn't really.
I think that's a bad look.
I think a little spoon's strange.
Like a little spoon, like a medium spoon for cereal.
For cereal.
You're a big spoon person? Just like you're a big light person, you're a big spoon person?
I'm not a big spoon person. I just like, sometimes I think a big spoon is fun.
Who did I marry?
Because I like the thick metal.
Who did I marry?
Thin metal is kind of gross to me. I want a thick metal. I just like that people have a very like firm opinion on it online. Like people were in the comments, but I don't know.
Well, yeah, I do on the spoon thing. I think you're insane.
Well, whatever. I thought this. I want to know what you guys think too. So if you're watching and you could see the options, can you tell us which one you prefer? Because I don't know. That fascinates me that people wouldn't pick the best one.
Yeah.
Like, why would you not pick the most perfect spoon and fork that are like thick, good quality, sturdy?
Yeah, our utensil drawer is a mess right now. It's an absolute disaster in there. And we have like one fork for a family of five.
I wonder why.
Because no, I don't throw out forks. Oh, I'm this all the time.
Is gaslighting. You've admitted that you throw out the forks.
Yeah, no, but not anymore. I stopped since I admitted that. I stopped.
So where'd they go?
Just mason jars I throw out sometimes.
Oh, my God. Okay. I wanted to tell you something cute, a conversation I had with the kids.
Okay.
So we are going to go camping for Mother's Day, and I was showing Maisie pictures of the little ranch that we're going to, and they have a bunch of different animals. And Wesley was in the room kind of like looking, and then he'd walk away, So he wasn't looking at my phone at the minute, and I showed her some parrots. They have a couple parrots there randomly. And she's like, oh my gosh, parrots. And I was like, yeah, parrots, isn't that cool? And Wesley goes, I want to see. I was like, come on, come look. So he comes and looks at my phone. It's a picture of parrots. Mm. And he goes, where is it? And I said, it's right there on the phone. And he said, where? I said, right there, Wesley, the parrot. And he goes, that's a parrot. And I said, yes. And he goes, but where is it? And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, where's the carrot?
Oh, he thought it was carrot.
And I go, oh, what? I said, no, there's no carrot, Wesley. It's just a parrot. And he goes, oh, I want a carrot. And he was so disappointed.
What?
That because he misheard.
I've been giving him carrots for dinner and they don't eat them.
I don't think it was that. It was he heard us say carrot, even though we said parrot. But his brain translated that
so
to carrot.
So he had his heart set on.
So he had his heart on seeing a picture of a carrot on my phone.
An exciting carrot, though.
And instead he sees beautiful, tropical, just exotic, gorgeous birds. And he's like, what is this trash? Show me a carrot.
Because he got excited about seeing it. You guys were all excited about a carrot. He's like, what is this exciting carrot? It's just a parrot. Yeah,
I know.
I get that.
He was very disappointed.
That's very cute.
But I thought it was just cute. Uh-huh. And something else I thought was needs to relax.
Double dipping.
Double dipping needs to relax. You don't like when people double dip?
No, you're doing it. You got something else that needs to relax. You're double dipping.
I have a whole list, but this is my last one.
Okay. You can talk about that.
But are you a double dipper?
I'm a dip and flip dip.
Oh, really?
Dip and flip dipper.
I double dip if it's just me.
If it's just me, yeah. Who do I care?
Yeah, if I'm with other people, I'm like, I don't flip it.
You're double dipping in your own serving, though, right? Not in like the...
Not in a group serving.
Not in like a container that you're then going to put back in the fridge and then other people are going to eat.
Yeah, no, not if other people are going to eat out of it.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I've noticed something that a lot of people say on social media. It's a common phrase, but it's being overused. And it's now at the point where it gives me such an ick.
This could be so many things.
I do not care what you say after. I will immediately swipe. And it is this.
So many things.
I don't know who needs to hear this.
Yeah.
But swipe.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about that now that irks me so deeply. Because
that's funny. Yeah.
It used to be something that like, every once in a while, someone would say, and it was kind of a funny thing, like, I don't know who needs to hear this, but...
And it made you want to hear it, because what if it's you that needs to hear it?
Right. And when it was usually something funny, it's usually like it's a funny thing. And it was like once every few months, you might hear someone say that, and it was someone funny. Now I feel like everyone says it as like a catch your attention to watch the TikTok or something.
Yeah.
And it's never something funny. It's like, now it's like people have stolen something that like used to be a setup for a joke to like, I don't know who needs to hear this, but just because you did doesn't mean that you get to, it's like, it's always some catty, annoying thing. And it's like, I don't know what it is about it that it shouldn't irk me. It's stupid. I know it's irrational of me to be annoyed by it.
Yeah.
But I think it's also the tone. Like I've never heard someone say it in recent days that I don't know who needs to hear this. In like a genuine, either like I'm setting up a joke for like a punchline or in a genuine, like, I don't know who needs to hear this, but it's always like, I don't know who needs to hear this. Like it's always said in like this bad acting fake way.
Huh.
Oh, it really just pushes my buttons.
Those like Jim Carrey impersonators that way.
Who's that?
Those people who think comedy is acting like Jim Carrey. From the 90s.
Don't you hate on Jim Carrey comedy?
No,
sir.
I'm not hating on. I love Jim Carrey. He's one of my favorites. But like, I feel like there's a version of a person,
yes,
who thinks comedy is talking like Jim Carrey in the 90s. Like they think that's
yeah,
funny.
I'm sure I do that still. I think that's something that almost went through a phase of that.
What were you talking about?
I was talking about people that say like,
oh, that. Yeah. You know what I was, oh, so you know what I hate? I hate that now 90% of things are ads, but that they're not obvious ads.
And lives.
And the, yeah, lives and ads. But like the ads, like I saw one the other day and it was like, it had like a premise and it was this kid telling a story, but he was like, then he started talking about like some supplement. I was like, oh, the story was to get you to buy some weird like homeopathic supplement, but he's pretending to be folding laundry while it's happening. I'm like, oh, so this is all completely staged as an ad, as a paid ad. Oh, and I'm like, oh yeah. And then there's the link to, and I was like, it just like, it had tricked me into thinking that it was an actual, like someone telling a story, right. But it turned out to be an ad. So then I was obviously then in hindsight, it's like, it's obviously a fake story. You know what I mean? And I'm like, did a marketing team come up with this and hire this person? Like, is this person like a non-union actor who's doing this TikTok commercial for this thing? And then there's so much of that, but it's like, I feel like it's this fakes. Okay. Story time. That also I'll sweat.
I like a story time.
I don't know who needs to hear this. Story time.
I like a story time.
Story time. I'm like this, but like
I'm so invested in strangers. Then
it's like, then you know it's like 3 minutes plus or whatever, and then it's gonna turn out to be an ad.
Oh, I don't see story time ads.
You know,
I see story times.
Whatever.
I'm not talking like tea or gossip like stuff. Like, I like when a random person's like, "Oh my god, you will never believe." The story time, my ex did this, and it's like, it's people that I don't know. No one knows. It's not like, you know, celebrity gossip or whatever. It's just someone telling their personal experience.
Yeah.
Of like
those are the better version of what that could be, but I think there's,
I love story times.
I feel like a lot of them that I've seen are story time guys. I'm going to tell this 3 minute story. It's going to lead up to why you need this hydration mix for your water.
You know what all that stuff, all the ads, there's a lot of ads and there is a lot of like kind of tricky ads. I don't trust any sponsored ads anymore.
People got to make a living.
But they don't bother me. What does bother me though, like a lot, is when people use like parenting advice and parenting struggles to sell to parents.
Parents, yeah.
Like they'll be like, oh my gosh, I think there's one that I see all the time and I don't know. And this is what sucks is like, I don't even know if the product is good or not. Like, but I don't want to get it because it grosses me out that someone's getting paid to use, teaching consent to children. Like it's so important. We teach consent to our kids. And I'm like, I'm hooked. Cause I'm like, agree. Like, yes, help. I'll always want to learn more and more about how to be a better parent, better parenting tactics, other ways of parenting, see if I can apply any of that to my parenting. Like I love parenting hacks, tips, tricks.
But
like,
then they're selling some things.
Like, yeah. So there's this one that I've seen a few times and I'm not hating on the product because I don't know anything about it. I've never looked into it, but I'll see these people be like, consent is so important with kids these days. Like we need to make sure we're protecting our children. And so there's what I think is a great way to teach your kid how to have consent, how to say no, how to protect their body. There's a link below. You can click and get this book. It teaches you all about for 20. I'm like, ew. I think that's ew. I think it's fine to be like, hey, I really like this book. It helped me teach my kids about consent or whatever the issue is, behavioral issues, feeding issues, like postpartum issues, whatever the issue is. Like it's fine to recommend a book, but when you find out that it is, they're making a profit off of it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, well, that's what I'm like, that's what
do
I
you
was
even
saying.
Have a kid?
I wasn't bringing all that into it up, but I was just saying like you used my time against me by thinking that you were like a real person sharing something.
Well, that's what it is.
And then it's just and it's just you. This is your commercial. So it's like if I know there's a commercial break and like if you're watching something and there's commercials, yeah, there's commercials. You know what I mean? This is a commercial. But when it's like when I don't know that it's a commercial for 2 minutes and then it feels like it's using
that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
using it my humanity against me. You know what
right.
I mean?
That's what I'm saying that's what I'm talking about the same thing with what I'm talking about, because I think if someone were to be making a video and straight up being like, hey guys, I'm so excited. I'm sponsored or like I'm partnering with this book. And I love this book because it helped me to teach my kids blah, blah, blah. And so I want to tell you guys, if you're having issues with blah, 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 this book really helped me. And now I'm working with them, which is so cool. Like that would make me want to look into it. But when it's like, it starts with like, I think it's a real person, like a real mom, a real parent being like, hey, this is anyone else having this issue? I really had this issue, and tell me this whole story, and then be like, well, for just $20.99, I'm like, ew, like you tricked me into an ad.
I've seen ones a bunch for like a kitchen fire blanket. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, and it's like a little kid puts out the fire with his fire blanket, and thank goodness it's right by the stove. But it's like, I'm convinced it's like fake, because who has security cameras on the inside of their house?
Oh yeah, those are fake. I've seen those. Yeah, the fake ones.
So it's like, but they're having children acting like putting this fire, but they make it look like it's caught on camera. This kid saves his family with our fire blanket for only $15.99 in the TikTok shop. You know what I mean? But they make it look like a real, like, oh my God, there's a fire in the kitchen. And it's only from a security camera that's in their kitchen. And there's another one with when kids like choke, some sort of like choking thing. And I'm like, how do they get all this indoor security footage of all these children choking and this device saving their life? How did they get six different takes of six different kids on the inside of their homes on security cameras only, you know what I mean? Choking in that, and this device being there to save them. Well, anyway, I don't, you had said at the beginning of that, I had said ads, and you go ads and lives. I've seen lives. I don't understand them. It just seems to me to be people leaning really close to the camera talking to, oh, hey, yes, thank you. Oh, I, you know what I mean? Doing nothing. This is what it's like, what are they doing?
I don't know.
Are they getting money?
I think you make a lot of money on doing lives. Yeah, I think some people do.
If you like, you can send people money?
I think people like send them gifts and stuff that you have to like pay for or something. I don't really know.
But it's mostly
lives.
Just quiet and just someone just staring really close into their phone and just reading things, just like sitting there, or, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch them really. But I do want to say that, like, yeah. I'm going back to the ad thing because I want to put a button on this. I'm not hating on people doing sponsorships and ads. Clearly, I've done a lot in my career and in my life.
Yeah,
and I'm sure I've done a lot that like I would do differently now. But like, I don't like that it feels like I'm being tricked into an ad a lot of the time.
And I've bought
now.
A lot of stuff off of people doing that.
Oh, me too. All the time. Yeah. Like if it's someone I trust online.
From their creator link or whatever.
I think I just like appreciate like the upfrontness of it. And now it's like legally you have to say like, this is an ad, this is a sponsored post, I'm partnering with blah, blah, blah. Like legally you have to. I know that's what's icky to me is there's a lot of times people will be like, oh my God, you guys, you will never believe how epic this freaking product is. Oh my God, I love it. And I'm like, I'm ready to buy it. And then they're like, and I don't know why that icks me, because like, I want them to make money, like make money. I'm not against people making money and selling stuff online. Like, I think content creation is awesome. Clearly, I've made a whole living on it. And I used to do sponsored posts constantly. Like, I'm so appreciative of it. And I think it's great to do them.
Yeah.
I just don't like being tricky about it and like sneakily doing
it. That's what I'm saying.
And that's the part I don't like about it, especially when it comes to like, and when kids are being harmed, like, you know, choking or like consent. Yeah, like, it seems like a topic we shouldn't be like profiting off of, you know?
Right, yeah. For ads. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But anyway, lives. Yeah, I don't know. I've seen people do ASMR in lives.
Yeah.
I've seen like scrolling. I don't sit and watch. I've seen people do tarot card readings.
Yeah. Okay.
But I've never stayed on any of them.
When it's like, when it's like something, but I've seen a lot of them where it's just someone just sitting there.
I don't know.
And just like, reading their, I'm like, this is crazy. Yeah, but, and it looks to me like, I think this is this person's job.
Probably.
You want to end the podcast gross?
I mean, is it over? Is the podcast over?
Well, your shirt reminded me of something that happened to me this week.
Oh my God, is this just the poo-poo pee-pee episode?
That I haven't talked to you about yet.
Okay, what? Oh no, I'm
scared. Have you ever
been
in a public situation where you're like, nope, gotta go home, because my farts smell so bad?
No.
Never?
No. I just like fart.
And they don't?
Well, I mean, I can't imagine a scenario in which I would just like.
If you're at a grocery store? Yeah. Anywhere.
If I have to like poop and diarrhea.
No. But it's not that. It's just that like. Whoa. It's just like you do one and you're just like, whoa.
I've had farts like that for sure.
If anybody, like, I have to go home. I can't.
You're much more considerate than I am, maybe.
No, okay. So I also don't leave the house very much. I went to the gym this week.
Oh, that's a really crazy place.
Because you're like next to people
fart.
On
it's like sweaty in
treadmills.
There.
It's already sweaty in there. But I was, you know, normally when I go to the gym, it's, you know, like an hour, hour and a half or whatever. Like I'll be there. I'm there for like 10 minutes on like the, you know, my little like treadmill setup. And I was like, like not even a big, you know what I mean? Just like a little sneaker. And I was like, whoa. And it lingered. You know what I mean?
I'm like, stayed there.
I'm like, if anybody, luckily no one was on the one next to me, but I'm like, if someone comes on next to me, they're going to have to acknowledge this. They're going to have to ask me if I'm sick and look at me because it smells so bad. So like after 10 minutes, I was like,
it still smelled after 10 minutes.
Well, no, cause then I did, you know,
your farts do sometimes they be lingering.
Sometimes it's poison.
But they linger like a long
stop
time.
Stop it, love.
Cause I'll come
feel
into
nice
rooms.
About my farts.
No, well, you know what? I will tell you this, that your farts do linger for like, sometimes I'll walk in a room 15 minutes past when you farted and I'm like, well, it stinks. You're like, yeah, like 15 minutes ago I farted. Like what? It doesn't, and it still smells. But I will say the whole time you've been telling the story.
You've been farting?
Probably. But no, I was thinking you look so cute. I really was thinking that. And I was like, wow, I must really be in love with this guy that I like. He's talking about farting at the gym. And I'm like, oh my gosh, he's so cute.
No, but it was like 10 minutes. And I was like, nope, calling it. You're like cut. Like,
so you cut your gym time?
So I just left. No, I just left.
You didn't work out?
I was like, well, I cannot work out in public today. And I like,
and you brought it home to me?
What?
You care more about strangers at the gym than your wife?
No, actually, I went to a park.
You let it all out.
I was like,
did you do it for that?
It's got to be outside.
Did you really? Did you go to a park to fart?
Well, so I could fart and work out and not be home.
Oh, yeah. You worked out at the park.
Yeah, I thought
you just went there to
went
fart.
To a park just to fart.
That's what I was asking,
Just like Forrest Gump it, like just sat on a bench.
Does he do that?
Farting? No, I don't know. He sits on a bench at a park. I mean, it's a bus stop. I think it makes it more sense that it's a bus stop.
Fart at the, on a
just
bench.
Just going to a park.
I thought that's what you were saying, that you just went there. And then when you said like Forrest Gump, I'm like, does he fart on that bench? Like, is that, I don't remember that scene, but that
I'm
would
sure
be like,
could add it in.
Farting on a hard chair.
Nothing better.
There is. And I'm very confident I've talked about this online, but there is like an iconic fart in the history of my life that was done by me. In Hawaii with my, if I called my mom right now and
said, remember this,
what happened
one?
At a Taco Bell in Hawaii, when I was like 13, she would tell you
five
immediately
stars.
You had the craziest fart.
Really?
Because, you know, you're in Hawaii. So I wasn't wearing like jeans. I was probably wearing like a summer dress or something. Not back then. I don't know what I was wearing, but certain, like a bathing suit and like a cover up something. I don't know. But the seats at these fast food establishments, at least back then, I don't go in them anymore, were like plastic, you know, like hard plastic booth. You know, it wasn't like a cozy booth material like your chair here.
The hard plastic booth.
It's hard plastic.
Yeah.
And well,
they're at Taco Bell. They don't want like, you know, their like cushions soaking in like 1,000 farts a day. Like,
it was the craziest sound. It was like, it was as if.
Well, you got to call your mom. Call your mom on speakerphone and ask her a question.
I'll call Rachel because Rachel's there too.
Don't hint at it. Just see if they can remember.
Should I call Rachel or my mom?
Whichever one you want.
Rachel's the first one on my phone here. She might not remember. She was very young. We'll see if she remembers.
See if she can.
It was so like, it smacked. Every like air bubble just, smacked.
You can't hint
against,
at what you're at. Like, so I want to see if they genuinely remember.
It smacked against the booth, so it like echoed throughout the entire island. Like it was insane.
Your call has been forwarded to voice.
Rude. Okay, let me try my mom. Oh, man, if she doesn't remember, I'll be so embarrassed because I feel like she would remember though. It was crazy. I hope she answers. I'm telling you, it was the loudest like.
Dada.
Mom, I'm podcasting right now, and I have to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you? I just want to know if you remember anything happening when we were in Hawaii a long time ago, and we were we went to a Taco Bell.
Yes.
And do you remember something that I did there?
You tooted on the seat.
See, I told you she'd remember. I said it was such an insane fart that like you would remember it if I called you.
It was insane. Yes, it was.
30 years later.
Insane.
People still talk about that one.
So that's all. Eric was like, call your mom. She's not going to remember. So
yeah, I know.
That's all. Okay, bye.
Okay,
love
bye.
You.
Wait, Rachel called me back while she was talking to me. Should I call Rachel and see if she knows?
Let's get confirmation.
Okay, we'll
this
get
was
double
the,
confirmation.
The craziest fart ever.
It was just like the smacking of it on the against the chair.
Maybe
like,
there's a plaque.
Flap, flap, flap.
Maybe there's like a plaque in that Taco Bell, like in your honor. Like on this day.
Hi, I'm podcasting with Eric right now. I have a question for you.
Okay, go.
Okay. Remember when we went to Hawaii when we were young? What happened when we went to a Taco Bell in Hawaii a long time ago?
What happened when we went to a Taco Bell in Hawaii?
What did Colleen do?
What did I do?
I don't know. You probably farted.
See, now I think they're just saying it because that's probably what happened.
Wait, didn't you fart and it made a really funny noise on the
seat? Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah, I told you, everyone. Remember, I was like, it was like the most iconic, insane fart in the world. And he's like, call your mom. And I called mom. She's like, yeah, you farted. And I was like, I'll call
you guys
Rachel
remember this
too.
30 years later.
Yeah, it like made like a slapping sound against the plastic.
See?
She can even describe it.
It was crazy.
The memory has
Thank
not
you.
Faded.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye. See, it was like, it was crazy.
And this is what this podcast is all about.
Okay, we're going to go. Thanks for listening and watching and sticking with us when we just talk about Taco Bell and farts all
hey,
day.
You got a Taylor Swift cover in there.
I did. That was great. Bye guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.